Second Chronicles chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the house of Jehovah and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had given to Solomon, Solomon built them, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah, and overcame it, and he built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. And he built Upper Beth-horon and Lower Beth-horon, fortified cities, with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the cities for chariots, and the cities for the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and on Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. All the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel had not destroyed, upon them did Solomon impose tribute service until this day. But of the children of Israel, of them did Solomon make no bondmen for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and his horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's superintendents, 250 that ruled over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David to the house which he had built for her. For he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy to which the ark of Jehovah has come. Then Solomon offered up burnt offerings to Jehovah on the altar of Jehovah, which he had built before the porch, even as the duty of every day required, offering according to the commandment of Moses, on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and at the set feasts, 3 times in the year, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the ordinance of David his father, the divisions of the priests for their service, and the Levites for their charges, to praise and serve before the priests as the duty of every day required, and the doorkeepers by their divisions at every gate, for such was the commandment of David the man of God. And they did not depart from the commandment of the king to the priests and the Levites concerning any matter, nor concerning the treasures. And all the work of Solomon was prepared, to the day of the foundation of the house of Jehovah, and to its completion. So the house of Jehovah was finished. Then went Solomon to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth, on the seashore in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by his servants ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and fetched thence 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon.